Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and my cohort here is Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
And we are so excited to be here, and I'm so excited you're here with us. Oh, my goodness. We were trying to do a little thing to see if we could get this live streaming tonight, but didn't quite have enough planning ahead. So we're, anyway, that's why we're a few minutes late. But next time.
Next time.
Next time. Yes, we're all set up now, so we know what to do, and we can get it done next time. So you can see us live if you
want. and next time might be, what, 2 weeks out? Because we're going to be...
It'll be next month.
Yeah, it'll be June.
Yeah, but because...
Because?
That's Mom's thing, because.
Oh, we're channeling tonight. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know when she would do that. I mean, it's always when people say, well, why? Because. And you always knew there's a great subliminal coming next. Because I will be in Peru doing classes, and Tracy will be in...
I'll be in Barcelona not doing classes. I'll be doing sunshine and beaches.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. No, there's no beaches in where I'm going to be.
No.
No. But there is an Incan village, very sacred site at the top of a mountain.
Oh. Makes my heart flutter to think about it.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's one of those places that, I mean, this is my second time going, and I have a feeling it's one of those places you don't get tired of. So
probably true. Yeah.
So we can go back.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd be willing to do that for me. I appreciate that.
I would. And just real quick, some of the classes that we have coming up, QHHT classes, that's what we've been talking about. I just assume everybody knows quantum healing hypnosis technique classes, but you may not know. So that's the classes I'm talking about. We have them all over the year. All over the world. I'm already
getting some coffee.
Theoretically, I'm already out there. So we have Peru is coming up. I leave on Monday, so that gives you an idea. And then in the end of June and into July, we are doing classes in China, Hangzhou, if that's how you pronounce it. Don't yell at me if it's not. Or it might be Hangzhou. That sounded a little bit more Asian, didn't it? Hangzhou. Anyway, and then we go to Brisbane, but it's not Brisbane, it's Byron Bay.
Okay. Brisbane. She's cut off. No more happy hour before the show.
Happened.
No more.
I've been working on these flights and hotels and all this stuff all day today, and I am gone.
She's checked out.
I have. In fact, a half hour ago, I was still working on it, and I was like, oh my gosh, I've got a radio show for half an hour. I need to stop.
So, I got to go do my hair. And
that was it. Did I do good?
You did great.
Oh, well, thank you.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so that's so Australia, China, Australia, and then England.
England.
And August, Mount Shasta and Atlanta. So that will be our U.S. We'll be back in the U.S. That'll be in September. And then we'll go all the way over to the very southern tip of Spain for another level one in Gibraltar, like on the top of the rock of Gibraltar. I mean, hello.
Hello. Yeah.
You can't. And then we'll be doing it.
And we're all going to lend an ear out because they'll probably be singing from up there, just singing at the top of the rock.
Yes.
Love it.
One little thing I know of the bonus day or the excursion that we'll be taking. It'll be in Morocco, right across the strait. You're at the Straits of Gibraltar, the rocks of Gibraltar. All these things are from history. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm actually going to be there, all these places.
Most of you guys should just sign up just to watch Julia's face when she gets to be in these places, because it's like watching a kid seeing something for the first time. And so it's going to be a good time.
It will. Yeah, but one thing I'm really excited about on this bonus day is one part of the thing that we're doing is a camel ride on the beach.
And she's promised to get video of that for me.
Yes. Well,
Yeah.
I'm not proof that I did it. So you will
We
have.
all want that proof. We all want
I want people to know I do these things. I swim with
it.
the dolphins. What did I do last? Where were we? Oh, I was on that ride. That was cool.
Yeah.
And then now it will be
That ride, are we going to elaborate on that or
in
just in?
Orlando. Oh yeah, I thought I knew in Orlando, where we were just in Orlando, and that was the Flight of Passage at the Avatar ride at
That
Disney.
ride. That's
That
the
ride.
ride.
I mean, like the greatest ride I think I've ever experienced.
That's
So
awesome.
that's my plug.
That's everybody's got to go now.
Yes. If you like Avatar,
And I do.
then you owe it
I
to yourself.
reference that movie all the time.
Yeah, it's well in QHHT, I mean in a session, that's what's happening, really. I mean
Yeah.
that thought, that concept of doing that is literally what's happening, because you have the person lying on the bed, or and then they're going into a trance or going into an altered state. What was his name on Avatar? Is it John or something like that? He
Oh,
went into
it's
that
been a
little,
while.
he went
Yeah.
into the, what, the
The
machine,
little
incubator.
incubator thingy, yeah.
So essentially, and he went into an altered state, and then he goes and he, it's like his consciousness goes into one of the,
The avatars.
yeah, the avatar. Well, that's in a session, you go into an altered state, and then you go to another experience that you have had in another
So
dimension. Another time period, another whatever, and you're essentially, see, you're it's an avatar for you. You're
Julia is officially changing the name to Quantum Avatar Hypnosis.
but still healing. Quantum healing avatar
Avatar
hypnosis.
Hypnosis.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. We'll work on
But
it.
it dawned on me in the class, and we were talking about the avatar, and then all of a sudden I was talking about something in the class, it was like, oh my gosh, that's what we're doing. It's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah, those little aha moments of, yeah. We
Right.
see so many of those things in movies, though. We were talking about that, how so many movies are putting out there things that we're experiencing or seeing or we're catching up to that technology, and it's fun. It's
That makes me
exciting.
wonder. That makes me wonder, the person that created that, and that concept. I mean, did they have a session? Did they have some? They were trying to,
Yeah,
something
what happened?
happened, because that's not a normal concept. Okay,
No.
my consciousness is going to go into this being,
Right?
and see what they see. I mean, that's what's happening. I
That's
mean,
what's happening.
yeah.
It is. It really is. Especially past life. You go into something past life and you're viewing it through that other version of you. So,
Viewing it through their eyes.
yeah.
You have the whole experience. I mean, you just.
It's all happening right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, where was I going from there? Okay. That was what I'd been on. So anyway, that was the proof. Yeah, that's what I was
Yeah.
talking about. So we have then the Gibraltar, and then later in the year, like toward the end of the year, we're going to be in the south of France and Egypt.
Egypt. Ooh.
Yes. So I mean, if you've ever wanted to do some of these, see some of these places, because we're going to. Very sacred areas, very these are areas that they have special meaning.
Yeah. I wish I knew somebody that liked pyramids.
Another hard to find, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, people that are into them.
I bet you're going to have a pretty full class.
I would hope so. Yeah, that's and you don't even have to be in the class to go with us. To the pyramids
To the pyramids.
and cruise down the Nile. That'll be an extra part that we add on. It'd be cruising the Nile and go down to Luxor, and just saying.
So much fun to be had. So much. Okay.
Absolutely.
So I've got it set up. If you guys are on my Facebook, if you want to go to the little banner that has all my little faces on it, it's going to be hard to miss. And you want to ask a question to either Julia or myself, please go in there and just type it in. I am going to watch that page. And that's Tracy Mahan, CHT on Facebook. And if you want to call in, oh, I got to do the caller voice, right?
Yes,
If you would like to call in, please call 888-627-6008. Should I do it again?
Love it. Just in case they didn't get it.
Just in case, if you're ready now, get your pen, get your paper. 888-627-6008. Okay, we're set. Everybody's going to start calling in. And they don't know why yet, but yeah, they don't know why they're calling in yet, but they're going to.
Well, on the banner, it said one, it said everything's energy. And then you said, come play with us.
Yes, so, come play with us.
Yeah. So what did you have in mind whenever you said that? Come play with us.
I think if somebody wants to come play with us, we could look at their energy. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that.
Yeah. Meanwhile, let's talk about energy.
All right. Well, should we start with a little thing that we call light casting?
Okay, everybody. You got to understand this.
This has backstory.
Yeah. Tracy has been, how many years are we going on now that you have been bugging?
It's got to be over 3, maybe 4. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
5. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, before we get into this wonderful story on light casting, we have a caller.
Okay.
Christine, are you there?
I am.
Fantastic. Welcome, Christine.
Thank you.
So do you know why you're calling?
Well, I don't really know, but I
you are lucky.
She's perfect for this show. Yes.
Perfect. If you have anything that you'd like to tell me, that would be great. But I just want to, I kind of have a question that I have sort of ended things with a boyfriend that I've dated for a while, and I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing.
What's the question? Because the question is the right thing to date this guy, or is there more to it?
Well, I'm in the process of ending it, and I just want to make sure I'm doing the right thing, ending it. That this is not something that I should work harder on. I mean, should I work on the relationship, or am I doing the right thing by working on ending the relationship?
I'm kind of curious to see what Julia says to this. That was me setting her up to go first.
Yeah, you did. And I got there first before I did. Well, I'm just hearing there's so much, I'll just tell it like it is. There's so much ambiguity here. It's like you're not solid in either direction. So you're in the process of breaking up, but you're questioning it. So, you know,
go
ahead, Chris.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The reason I'm ending it is I actually read a message on his cell phone that after 2.5 years of dating him, probably shouldn't have been a message on his cell phone, which is making me think that I need to rethink this.
Oh, okay. Anything else you want to say on that, Julia?
I want you to read her energy. You're the one that brought that up.
Yeah. I'm just seeing this as a perfect opportunity for you to step into your power, to reclaim who you are, to know you're worthy of something better. And I think you've known you're worthy of something better for a little while now. And you just had this little piece of evidence that was enough to just nudge you in the right direction. So I would say that when you got to follow your intuition on that. I think the fear is coming from old programs, old, you know, I have, trying to think of how do I want to word this? I have people that I've done readings for before where they stay in something or they start something even just because the people around them are saying, oh, he's a nice guy. You got to give him a chance. You didn't even give that a chance. Well, you know what? You know, you have that intuition. You have that gut feeling, you know, but then everyone else is starting to sway you or society sways you or whatever it is, but you already know the answer to it. And it really is an opportunity to show the universe that you expect something better than what you're getting. And if he wants to step up to that, maybe it takes walking away to get him to realize that he needs to be that something better. So
So, Tracy, I had a reading. I had a reading with you a couple of years ago when I first started dating him. And you told me that you didn't feel like you told me that you felt he was my forever guy.
Okay.
But, so do you understand why I'm trying to?
I got it completely. Okay. But you have been, something's in the mix and you have been questioning things. Not before this ever appeared. Were you questioning or were you doubting or there's something going on?
Yeah, I doubt it because I'm doubting it because we kind of don't have the same end goals or ambitions in that way. I want to travel. I want to be a snowbird. That's not really his thought that he wants to do. And he's such a good man. He really is. And he's a kind person. And so that's why I have such doubts of screwing this up. Then if I just, I don't know, is there that great companion out there for me?
Well, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that you created the situation. Because you were questioning and wondering, then that created the text.
Are you understanding what she's saying with that?
Something to wonder about, to really question. It's like, because you had to create something. You were making it. See, this is how powerful we are. We create these things. If you're questioning something, then you will create something to manifest that questioning. And that was that text message. So now you're really questioning.
Well, yeah, that text. Do you want me to tell you what the text message was?
No, you said something. It wouldn't, but you created it. That's what I'm saying. It was created because of your doubts and questioning. Not saying that you texted it or anything like that. It was that that's that energetic thing. This is how powerful we are as creators. When we are questioning and doubting something, when we create things, we believe. If we start questioning and doubting, then things will come into the mix that make things to start mess up. They start messing up in there and they start getting things to make you question even more. And what that's showing you is that this is where you are with that whole situation. Now, if there really is something, and maybe we go back to why were you questioning in the first place? Like you said, you have different things, but you're picking up on something probably there. And this is just one more thing. It can be confirming your feelings in the first place. So that's what, just look at all these things and say, this was created for you because of what you were, where you already were energetically. Can you explain that any better, Tracy? Because I know I get confusing on that.
Well, yeah, I don't know if I can explain it any better. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
So where we're at with that is, what do you want? And you have free will. So even if this 2 years ago, this energy was lining up to be, this could be your forever person. Remember, we have free will. Both of you have free will. So, this still could be a forever person. What do you want? Do you want that to be something that you will continue on with? And, anything's, you can heal anything. So if this is something that you would like to continue on with, then you got to fix it. It's not, it sounds like you would not want to move forward with the way things are currently. So, with any relationship, you're going to want to fix it. If this is, if you're just kind of ready to be out of it, you have the free will to do that too. So we can see why you're so confused. Yes, there is no easy answer, but I'm going to tell you, there's also no wrong answer. Right. There is no wrong answer. You could do either way and you're not going to make a wrong decision. You're going to learn. You're going to grow. You're going to expand. Somebody else will line up with you. If there was still a lesson to learn, you're going to learn it with that person. So if you love this person, learn it with this person. How is that? Does that help?
It's about as clear as mud, but yes. I understand what you're saying. I just kind of feel like I don't really know any more than what I did. Is because the text message that I read had nothing to do with any of my fears, but it was enough for me to look at it and go, whoa. I mean, I wasn't even expecting that, but he texted to a friend. So that's what's making me question all this.
Yeah. Have you had a conversation with him about it?
Yeah, and he's trying to tell me that I misinterpreted it, but the exact words, you can't misinterpret that.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a lot of hurt there that needs to be worked on. And I'm going to go back to my original place there where this could be teaching you to, what do you want? What, you know, do you want somebody that's going to be respectful? You want, you know, we don't know the content of the text and we don't need you to share that. But there's, you know, we're in a time in this planet where the energy that's coming in, the frequencies that are coming in, they're not going to allow you to stay in a relationship that's not supporting you. And, you know, what might have been energetically compatible 2 years ago, if you've been growing and he hasn't, it's not going to be compatible. If he's, you know, you're going one way and he's going the other way and it sounds like end goals are not matching up, then, you know, there's somebody else out there that is going to match up with you. And, you know, not to worry about that part, but you know, if you love this person and you want to work through this, it sounds like you still have that option to do that too. So it's not an easy answer. I think you're probably going to be more clear on that in about 2 weeks. Just let your mind clear this clutter and ask, you know, ask your team, ask your angels for help getting clarity and to show you true evidence of his true character. You know, get some demonstration going in there because they will. They'll show you his, you know, say, I want to know the truth, and they'll show it to you.
Right.
So,
I hope so.
And yeah. Just, I think, like, because you only can say what you're shown. When you do a reading for someone, you're shown whatever. And I've seen this in other things as well, is sometimes they'll say, well, yeah, they need to stay with this person. This is it. And, you know, and then we find out later, several years down the road, something else happened and it caused the relationship to not be able to step back. And what I take from that is that if they would have told you early on, it's like, okay, well, this is only going to last for a little bit. And then you'll go on to somebody else. Well, you won't be committed in that relationship. You'll just have be 1 foot in and 1 foot out. And so you can't really experience the experiences full on with that person or with, you know, what's going on there. You know, you've got to learn. You can't learn only half feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, I would agree with that. The whole relationship, I've kind of had 1 foot in and 1 foot out with the impression that it wasn't my forever.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something to learn with that too. You know, it's like, and I completely get it. You know, when you've been hurt,
you're
like that, you know, it's like, well, I'll just put my little toe in to test and we'll just see, you know, but if
you're almost waiting for him to screw up.
Right.
Yeah.
And not fully. I mean, you're not getting the full experience and you're not giving it a full chance. So and I'm speaking to myself here too. So, I mean, we all do this.
We're raising our hand.
We're all doing that to protect ourselves. I mean, that's a natural thing. So maybe it's showing you, okay, either next time or next time with him, whatever, go all in. That may be another part of it. So I'm just seeing the heart. Just follow your heart, though. Your heart knows.
Yeah,
I'm trying. That's why it's like, I know he's a really good man and he's really good to my boys and he's really pretty good, really good to me. But with me kind of breaking up with him, the strange thing is I feel more scared than heartbroken, if that doesn't say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we do, since this show is about energy, can we do a little energy clearing on you?
Oh, please.
Okay. So I'm just going to look at your energy here really quick. You definitely got stuff going on in the heart chakra, the solar plexus, and in the throat. Those are the the ones that are most active for me. And it also feels like there's some pressure on the back right behind the heart chakra. Just, I don't know if you're feeling a pinch there or any pain in the upper back, but I want to clear that energy off as well. I'm going to call in your angelic team. I'm going to call in what I call the white light healers. I'm going to call them in around you. And if you can just give them permission to work on you, we're going to ask them to clear your throat. Now, it feels like the shaman wants to come in. When the shaman comes in, that means I'm going to speak some light language. So I'll speak that over you. Just listen to that and let the vibration of it come in. They want you to offer up the unspoken words, the pain that you haven't put a voice to yet, and just offer it up into source energy. And then they're going to take the heart chakra and the power chakra. They're both feeling the pain, and that's where your fear is coming from as well. They're going to call in a blue energy. So just imagine a blue light coming down into the heart chakra, down into the solar plexus, and just allow for that energy to be cleared out of there. The blue energy is just going to go in and fill in all the cracks of the heart and just move and soothe and heal all the hurts and pains, all of the disappointments, gosh, I want to use the word feeling shattered, and just go in there and clear that out. So no no ya ti no no hokianta mbujo miyakian nyoto sunyoto tramekian yanda cha. They're also clearing some energy off of your shoulders to move that pain off of the shoulders. You're carrying more than what's yours to carry, which is making this feel even heavier to you, even more of a burden, more of are you worried about how it's going to affect the children? It feels like there's some partly. Extra. Yeah. Okay.
My kids, he connects with my kids too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And we're going to look at the cords connecting to the significant other here and move through that as well. There's a lot of unspoken words, a lot of uncried tears between both of you. So there's really some communication really needs to open up there for this to heal and be released. But we do feel like if you can get him to speak to you and talk to you and be genuine about it, that you could actually heal this and that this relationship would grow and be even stronger. So if you cannot get him to speak to you about it and it just creates more roadblocks, then you're just going to feel more frustration and that will push you away. But as the channels come in, it looks like if you can get him to speak about it and you guys can move this energy, you would actually become even closer. So that's what I get with the energy. So there we go with that. Anything else, Julia, that you would like to put in there?
No, I'm good. But did you feel any of that, Christina? Did you feel like these areas that she was talking about, were you feeling anything? And do you feel any different now?
I felt it kind of in my, I guess you'd call it my heart chakra when she was talking about that, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just ask your team to keep moving that energy, because every time you think of it, another layer's coming up. So just have them continue to work on you.
Yeah. And that's one thing about energy is when it's with these emotions like this, is it can get, if it doesn't just keep moving through, and that's what energy is supposed to do. And emotional energy, it's supposed to just run on through. We feel it and we experience it and then let go of it. But we tend to hold on and it blocks in there. And that's where we get these feelings like that, where it's heavy in the heart, heavy in the sacral. But that's also telling someone, it tells you as well, but it tells us, this is where my issue is. You know, it's in these areas. And then but by knowing this now, it's like, okay, well, let's just let it keep moving. Let's let it run on through. And that's where your team is helping you with that now.
Yeah.
I hope so. I think part of my heart, you know, like, is just going through my divorce a couple of years ago. That mm-hmm. I don't even know if I fully dealt with it. So.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot that could be worked on still, definitely. And you guys could do that together, because I'm sure he's in the same boat. You know, there's still feelings he hasn't dealt with. He carries it more in the lower three chakras. So I don't know if he has stuff going on with like digestion, or maybe even carrying a little more weight in the middle section. But I'm feeling for him, it's in the lower three chakras.
Yeah, I think his lower back leg kind of bothers him too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, there's a little work to do. Unfortunately, more than we can do on a radio show, but definitely something like a QHHT session would work really well for this. Yeah.
Yeah. It gives you guidance to start with. And then, but absolutely, if you want very pinpointed, specific a session, we'll just uncover everything for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, thank you for calling in. Yeah. Keep us posted.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for taking the time.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you so much, Christine.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
We are getting questions in the Facebook too.
Fantastic.
Yeah. But before we go to those questions, let's talk about something we call light casting.
Okay. Light casting.
Go ahead and get back to that story.
Okay. What would you like to know about it?
when are you going to make it a class?
Yes.
Maybe tell people what it is.
Okay. Yeah. It's a form of working in someone's energy field. So it's working with energy. It started, I was introduced to it. There's a long backstory here. Do you want the Lemurian backstory?
Yeah.
Because it's from Lemuria, light casting is. And so it was introduced to me like kind of conventional ways. But what I found on the back end was this is very much something from way back there in my history. So my lineage, history, whatever. My whole world was completely turning upside down. That happens. Everybody has that happen ever so often. I mean, just completely upside down. So you get to question everything about your life. So about that time, I had a session with my mother because we're trying to figure out what's going on, what's going to happen. And she saw down the road a little bit, she saw me having a class, teaching a class. And I had lights coming out of my hands and I was doing this business. If you have the video, you can see what I'm doing. If not, it's kind of a rhythmic, it's hard to even describe this motion, but it's almost like you're,
you know, I'm going to describe it. You know, when the guys are going and they make that little woman, motion, like the sexy body woman thing. That's kind of what Julia is doing. And she's making this little motion like that.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense because it'd be the outline of the body.
Yeah.
I never even put that together. Okay. I saw myself doing that.
Hey, I speak in the we now.
Oh boy. And I had a class, it was like maybe 30 people or so, you know, I'm teaching this and I was saying, oh, this is how you manifest. I'm teaching these people how to manifest. That's what I had at that point. And something else was, and the more I do this, I mean, the more this works, that it brings healing to the earth. Okay. When you teach people how to manifest, it brings healing to the earth. So that's what I had from that session. Shortly after that, I was talking to someone about this experience. One is everything was changing and then about this session experience. And then she said, well, first of all, have you read your mother's book, They Walked with Jesus? And I hadn't yet. I'd read like almost everything else, but not that one. And she said, well, because that says in there, that's how Jesus healed. He had lights coming out of the hands, okay? Yeah. Like, oh, well, cool. So, of course, I got that book and started reading it. And then she was telling me about another thing that would be good, and that was look into Reconnective Healing by Eric Pearl. So I got that book. And when I started reading it, it was really resonating, and immediately I signed up for a class. So I learned all of that. Okay, so that's what I thought. And then when I was in the class even, one day it's like they were talking about one day he said one day he was like on the last day, he was like, well, these are motions you can do with your hands. First, they're doing all the basics or anything. And then he starts doing motions with your hand. It was the same motions. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the right place. And then I went into like a level two or whatever level it was. And the first I walk in, because I guess at this point, I mean, it wasn't that long after, I'm questioning again, maybe, you think, I don't know. I walk in and he's like, you have lights coming out of your hands. I'm going to show you how to direct them. I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm in the right place. So I do all that. Now, I go on a trip with my mother shortly after that. She was doing lectures. And the place we were staying, they were having an experiencer group, and they invited us to be part of it, just to just be there, not that we had to share anything. And then right at the last, they were just asking. I said, well, do you have anything you want to share? And, and Julia and I were like, I don't have anything. I didn't have an experience, you know. And they said, well, just anything interesting happened. So I told them about the session and what was in that and stuff. And this guy, like across from me, he says, oh, you know, back in Lemuria, they had, when you would go around, and if somebody needed help, they had people, if somebody needed help and you sensed it, like you're walking by their house and you could feel in there energetically, you could feel if they needed something, you could cast light at them in their house. You just cast light into the home and they would get what was needed. So, and they called them light casters. When he said that, my whole body just vibrated in resonance. You know, I'm like, oh my gosh. I said, well, whenever I start doing this, I will call myself a light caster. And then I'll do be light casting and stuff. And then all that other stuff was happening after that. When I actually started doing it, because it took me like 3 years from learning it to actually practicing it.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it just does. So when I did, it takes on a life of its own. It's actually like what we call it, channeling.
Physical channels is what.
Channeling, yeah.
Yeah. A physical channel, because your body is being moved.
Yeah. It's right? Like, I'm just there as the conduit, and I can actually feel beings, like their arms are coming through my arms and moving my hands where it's needed. Anyway, so as I started doing this, like, you know, I said, well, I'll be a light caster, and this is called light casting. So that is what light casting is. It comes from Lemuria, or at least there maybe before.
A version of it, yeah.
Exactly, because, you know, it's everything about it. I mean, all this, and it, the way it all happened, you know, I learned reconnective healing, but as soon as I started working with it, like I said, it took on a life of its own, and it does this other, so... It's wonderful, and I would love for people to understand it and to be able to work with it, because it's really easy to work with, and it's so effective.
So effective. And in the chat, that is an unofficial chat on my Facebook page, if anyone wants to join, Brenda is asking, is there going to be a class online? And that's a very good question, Brenda. So let me direct that at Julia.
On light casting?
Online. Yeah. Will there be an online class of this?
Yes. Yes. I'm working now creating courses online, and one is with my Soul Speak, and then the next one will be light casting. So yes
it will.
And also I'll be in person. So, but energy, you know, if you understand energy, it's felt, I mean, you can feel it through this kind of a medium, you know, when you're on online, in person. In fact, when you do remote work, if there's anybody out there that is an energy worker, if you've ever done remote work, and that means you're not in the same place as the person you're working on. Sometimes, I mean, many times I found that to feel more powerful. I can feel their energy even stronger than when I'm right there with them. So,
you know, I have that same experience when I'm working remotely. And I think it's because I get out of, when I'm with somebody in person, I'm looking at them, and so I'm making eye contact. When I'm working on somebody energetically, I'll close my eyes, and I'll just be very present with the energy. And I think that tends to be more powerful, because we're less distracted with that illusion of the physical world, and we go straight to the energy source.
Right. You're tapped right into the energy, and the energy takes you immediately to them wherever they are in the world. I mean, they'd be completely on the other side of the world, and you get to them instantaneously.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready for some questions in here?
Sure.
All right. Let me see what I can find. So we've got.
Are you ready for the answers?
Okay. So Kathy is asking how she is related to her daughter Kaylee from past lives. So maybe we just pick a past life out of the air for Kathy and Kaylee and see how they are connected. What do you get for that? The focus in her eyes is intense, you guys. She said,
And yours too. We're focusing
this
on
is
each other, and it's like, wait,
going back in time.
I see a horse. I saw if it's sometime with horses. Yeah,
Were they the horse or were they?
I don't know. I just see a horse.
They could have been.
It's possible, right? And as I say that, it's getting clear. It's a white horse. And I see it as a friend. I don't know if it's, because horses, people that love horses are, they're friends. I mean, they are really close
Yeah.
to, it's a sweet horse. Why am I picking up on this horse?
I don't know. That could be Kathy. Kathy's pretty sweet. Kaylee's sweet too, though. I don't know. Yeah, you've actually met both of them, I believe, through the Monday Night Intuitive group that I have. Yeah. If it helps, I was kind of picking up a Western theme.
Oh, very good.
So maybe together we can pop in this whole thing. I kind of was getting yeah, the good old West, and both of them were male.
Were they human or were they horses?
That's a good question.
Ask me if they were horses. I mean, that's
I was just looking to see if they were related or just friends, but now I've got four legs on them. Thanks. No,
Well, see, I was
just
getting
kidding.
a friend, so I don't know if that was because horses are friends or because, see, and you just now said, are they related or are they friends? So, yeah, I feel like
One
they're.
of them chewed tobacco, so I bet they're men. They're human. Because I'm getting a lip full of tobacco, and those are some of the weirdest experiences when I look at people's past lives, and I'll get like these ex like I want to put a big old wad of chew in my lip. I don't really want to do that.
Were
It's
they both
how it
human?
gets.
Were they both human?
Oh, I'm getting No, so one of them was the
One of the
horse.
horse, yeah, because it's a
Yeah,
friend. It's a really close friend. That's just so strong.
I
Another
want
thing.
you get to pick which one was the horse and which one was the human.
This is something you guys have played out over and over and over again. You just change roles and you keep doing this. So this is just another where you switch roles. It's not really important which one was which because you probably did it the other way in another time.
Probably, yeah. So that's funny. One of you was a horse, the other one was the cowboy. And yeah, close bond.
I don't see anybody on this horse. It feels more like this is like a confidant. It's a really good friend. It's like that's, maybe it's like the only being in this man's life kind of thing, it's like this horse.
Yeah. Very fun. And of course, Kathy, you and Kaylee have had many lifetimes together. Yeah, soul group, hearing soul group, many cycles. I'm hearing, what haven't you been?
Well, exactly. I was just getting that too. It's like
Yeah.
every combination possible.
Yeah, you two have played it out.
Yes.
So, okay, so let's go here real quick to another one. So Brenda is asking if there's any input on getting more in touch with her angels or counsel. Brenda, close your eyes. Just kidding. What do you get for that?
Well, when people ask that, what came to me first is, do you
Yeah.
believe you have angels and a council that can guide you and help you? And because if you believe, it's just right there. But if you're questioning, it makes me think that you're not. I mean, it's like, how do I do it? How do I do it? It's really a natural process.
Yeah, I think it's not that she doesn't believe that she has the angels and guides. It's rather she's believing she's hearing them and trusting that.
Trusting
So,
that that's him.
yeah.
So, do you get Do you hear? That is the first thing. Do you hear things or get?
Or empathically. Yeah, the feelings is what I'm kind of picking up. She needs to pay attention to feelings. Maybe she's looking, and this has happened to me before, where it's like when I've gone through all the clairs, learning all the clairs, it is kind of like anything. You got to put time and effort into, you know, training that muscle. And so I'd do the third eye. And then when I was getting that one down, then pretty soon it's like, I'm not getting any pictures. I'm not getting any pictures. I'm not getting anything. Well, once I stopped telling myself that, I realized I was feeling it and I was getting it empathically. And then I started getting things clairsentient, you know, and basically what my team did is they just taught me one at a time. And then all of a sudden, then I could bring all of them in at the same time and really get more clear on the message. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, you said what your team did, you know, and they brought da da da. Well, what my team is doing is they brought Tracy in because this stuff, this is not something I would normally do. I mean, something comes to me, it comes to me, but to like that, I'm like, why am I seeing a horse? See, that part of it, you're going to see, you might see something, you might get something. It's like, and yeah. The tendency to just shove it off is like, that doesn't make any sense. But I was like, okay, I still see a horse. And I was about to cast it off when you said, I got a Western theme. It was like, okay, there's some validation.
Yeah. 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 And to trust that. And then you went with a feeling. I feel like they're friends.
Yes.
And I'm bringing it in the layers like that. But I like how you were going to cast it off.
Oh, I was going to cast it
off. She was even doing the motion with her hands, you guys. She was going to cast that off in that ball of light.
Caster.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so Debbie's saying light casting makes her tingle. Just thinking about it. Lemuria makes total sense. And let's
fantastic.
See.
That is how it can feel like that. Very tingly.
And Kathy saying off planet lives too. Of course, definitely off planet.
Every possible scenario. You two have done it.
Yep. Every possible. I can say it one more time.
Every.
Yeah. That's awesome. Where did our time go? We didn't even get to really talk about a lot of things.
That's the beauty. That's so the beauty of all of this.
So let's talk about how we're energy really quick before he like kicks us off the show. So when we're energy like that in the physical body, tell me what you get with that, especially when you're working with energy, with light casting or any other energy modality, really. How does that all work?
Well, just like the banners, it's all energy. I mean, everything is energy at its base level. It's atoms, electrons, I mean, protons. And that all comes out. It's all vibrating. That's frequencies. And that's energy. So everything at its base is energy. And it's just everything's vibrating at different frequencies in there. And that's why you have some things that appear solid, some things that appear as gas, some things that appear as liquid. It's just because of their frequency. Some things that don't appear at all because they're a much higher frequency, and that's why we can't see them. But everything is energy. And so understanding that, that's what I meant by you can work with someone in a completely different place. They don't have to be right there with you. It's just a matter of thinking about them, because it's just as simple as that. When you think about somebody, you have now entered them with them energetically. You know, you've not entered with them, but you brought them to you, or you've gone to them. I mean, it's just
Now, I'm going to say something here real quick. That's energy. That's energy for you. Every time we do these little video things, you know, these shows, they do the video, you guys, and then they post the video in the archive. And so far, it's gotten us in laughing our little butts off. And, making the weirdest faces. So I'm just sitting here watching Julia make this face and I'm thinking that's where it's going to freeze. That's what they're going to freeze it on. I wasn't thinking about what you were saying. I wasn't. No, they're going to freeze that frame right there. Making the face and shaking her fists.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. But, You were saying something, and I actually did have a response for it. Now I can't remember because it got silly.
Well, and this is something I have done. It's a matter of just thinking. And it's where you can, you know, like we're saying, on the other side of the world, you can tap in. You can, and when I say tap in, that's when you're energetically picking up on,
yeah,
on else, something else. I mean, you can, I do this every time I travel. I check in on my animals when I'm away, and then that way they don't miss me, because they used to just completely ignore me when I would come home because I left them. And then now, because I check in on them when I'm gone, it's like I was never gone. And
yeah,
it's like I was here to them, because that's energetic. Another thing that I have done that is really, really cool, and I put this out, I would like to ask people to try this just for fun. There are There are many, many crafts. What do you want to call them? Spacecraft. Okay. Mm-hmm. Other dimensions, other worlds, other galaxies that are here. And even they don't even have to be the ones that are here in our.
Our little galaxy. Yeah.
They can be in those other planets, on those other planets, or in those other dimensions, anywhere. They have told me. And guess what? They have said that they are ready to speak to those who are ready to speak to them. So it's just a matter of opening up and just thinking about them, and you can tap into their energy. And then when you do that, you can communicate. You are communicating at that part. And yeah, I'll just be on a little secret. They all communicate by heart. So mm-hmm. heart communication.
Yeah. And make sure it feels good, because if you're putting your feelers out there and then a heavy energy comes in, that's not the one you want. So you always got to raise your vibration before you play with these other energies that want to communicate. They're benevolent beings. They're beautiful. We've done it several times. We bring them in. That's who Daniel is when I do my channeling. Raise your vibration up, get in a really good place, say some prayers, whatever, around it, and then you won't have any problems at all. But I remembered what I was going to say.
Well, okay, very quickly, because we just got a 2-minute warning.
We got our 2-minute warning. I was going to say, with my friends, that's what we call the bat signal.
Yes.
And it happened today. I picked up the phone. I sent my friend Stacy a text, and she goes, "Oh, you got my bat signal." And you and I have done that. Yeah, all the time. So
that's all you have to do is you send it out. You just think about them, and that energetically, they're getting that. It give it a little time. If it doesn't happen immediately, give it time. It will be happening because you're putting it out there.
Yeah.
Well, Tracy, how can they find you? How can people find you if they want to?
Oh, please come to my website, tracymahan.com. And all that information, I believe, is on the BBS radio site. And come find me on Facebook, Tracy Mahan, CHT, for Certified Hypnotherapist. I do the QHHT and Ascension Sessions and readings. So I would love to have you come join me. And Julia, how do they get signed up for classes?
They can get signed up for classes. You can find out all the classes we have coming. And we have some that are coming that aren't even listed yet because we're still working on the venues. But you can find everything at QHHTofficial.com. So you can find information and you can sign up for all the classes. And we also have online classes.
Yay.
Yeah, absolutely. So come on and come join us, or join us energetically.
Yeah. Either way, don't forget, next month, June, we're going to go live video. So be watching for that, because that's going to be fun. And I think we should talk some new Earth stuff.
Okay. Yeah. So fantastic. We love you all, and we'll see you till in June. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.